Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Listen, before we get into today's teaching, just want to say to you, don't buy on Black Friday what you can't pay off until Good Friday.
There you go.
In a year or two. A deal's not a deal if you can't afford it. Just remember that.
All right.
Today we're going to talk about what is your life worth. You know, for several years while traveling the world, I would ask audience in hotels and congregations a question. For instance, the question was, how much are they worth? I would hear a variety of answers from everyone until someone would inevitably say, the blood of Jesus are priceless, which is the correct answer. Next, I would ask the people, or say to them, I want you to work with me for the next year. How much will you charge me? After some initial prodding, the answers would begin, $50,000, $100,000, $500,000. Finally, someone would say $1 million, and some would even say more. To which I would respond, I'm glad I can afford you, and to the laughter of everybody else in the room. Next, I would ask them another question, asking them not to respond out loud. I would ask how much they made last year on their current job, to which there was always small groans from the audience. Then I would ask, is the amount that you made last year higher or lower than you're asking me to pay you for a year? The answer was almost always lower. Then came the question. If the amount you would charge me is higher than you made last year, why are you willing to trade your life for less than what you think you're worth? The answer is, we allow someone other than God to determine our worth and value. And that is a huge mistake. If you don't know this already, we've got to tell you, the enemy will do everything he can to convince us that we're worthless. I know that over the years of ministry, I've talked with folks who fell all along, that nobody believed in them, and truthfully including themselves. I'll always remember the one phone call I made years ago, just after I went to work with Brother John Avanzini. I'd gone through the mail, prayed over it, even as we do now. But I felt stirred to call this one lady. When I told her who I was and why I was calling, she began to cry. As she shared how I could pray more specifically for her, she was still softly sobbing. The entire time I prayed, she cried. When I finished praying, she said, I'm sure you're wondering why I'm crying. I said, yes, ma'am, I am. She said, I was kneeling beside my bed, asking God if anybody knew or cared that I was alive. When the phone began to ring, and I answered to hear your voice, I want to tell you, I told her that even though she was hearing my voice, that God was the one making the call to her. Because out of the dozens and dozens, maybe even hundreds of letters I was praying over, she was the one I was directed to call. As I ended the call, she was still crying, and frankly, so was I. Regardless of where or with, you know, where you live, you got to know that you're special to God, that there's no one in the earth like you, that you're special and unique, and you're never, ever alone.
1 Thessalonians 1, verses 2 through 5 in the Message Bible says, every time we think of you, we thank God for you. Day and night, you're in our prayers as we call to mind your work of faith, your labor of love, your patience of hope in following our Master Jesus Christ before God our Father. It is clear to us, friends, that God not only loves you very much, but also has put his hand on you for something special. When the message we preached came to you, it wasn't just words. Something happened in you, the Holy Spirit puts steel in your convictions. God has had his hand on you for something special. No one has your fingerprints. No one has your voice prints. You are of great value to God because he paid a huge price for your salvation. He sacrificed his only son. If God believes you're worth the life of his only begotten son, then you should definitely believe in yourself. Don't ever sell yourself short.
You know, I did a meeting once. This lady came up to me at the break-in. That has actually happened a number of times after that, but I remember the first time. And she said, I heard what you said about being special, but I'm an illegitimate child, and I'm not special.
I remember that.
And the lady said, so what makes you think you know more about me than I know about me? I said, the Word of God. And then I quoted to her Jeremiah 1:5.
Jeremiah 1 verse 5 says in the Classic Amplified, before I formed you in the womb, I knew and approved of you as my chosen instrument. And before you were born, I separated and set you apart, consecrating you and appointed you as a prophet to the nations. You know, she was not illegitimate in God's eyes. She was totally legitimate. And that is really all that mattered.
She was legitimate to him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, honey, too many believers never see their potential because they're too full of themselves. People can be self-centered, think that everything revolves around them. You know, we have a good friend who kiddingly will say, let's get this conversation back where it belongs, on me. Some people are self-defeated. You've heard the old expression that people are their own worst enemy. When our lives are out of balance, we tend to act and react in ways that generate the opposite results of what we would desire.
And you know, honey, when you come right down to it, there's two ways that that can happen. First, you can be so concerned about self because you don't have any self-worth that you feel like your mind is always on yourself. What can I do about myself? How can I make it better? And that's just as heartbreaking as it is to see someone who's full of themselves. You know, just it's everything is about them. So there's ways that the enemy just likes to be able to pick on you and take you down one way or another.
You know, we will never achieve our potential and realize our actual worth when we always respond with self-will. I want what I want, when I want it, and that's the way it's going to be.
Or I wonder if I'm worth anything and how I can make myself better. You know, the Word says that when we follow the Spirit, then the flesh, you know, falls by the wayside, really. And if we're so caught up in what God is doing, then we won't even have time to think about ourselves because we're wanting to see what God would have us to do next.
You know, I remember telling a lady once how beautiful the song she just sang was and how it blessed me. She said, you need to thank the Lord. It was the Lord singing through me. I told this lady, no, that's not the case, because you ought to hear the Lord singing through me.
Oh, you are funny.
Too many believers, though, have been taught to stay in the background. Listen, give God the glory and the honor, and then you can take the recognition from maximizing his gifts in you.
There you go.
Hear us real clear. When you understand your worth, you eliminate the self-negatives, then you can focus on the positive aspects of yourself.
Now, we want to ask you a question again. How much are you worth? You know, scientists predict it would cost over $1 billion to build a computer as detailed and functional as the human brain. The problem is that most people fail to properly use their billion-dollar computer.
It's true.
And, you know, you need to give yourself the same kind of care and treatment that you give a billion-dollar investment. It's time for you to develop habits which will make your lifestyle worth the unbelievable creation that you really are.
Hallelujah. Here are seven things to do to jumpstart your day. Practicing these seven tips will energize your morning to the point, I want to tell you, hear me now, you will energize your morning to the point that the devil will try to avoid you.
Think of that.
Number one, confess positive, rich thoughts every day. Create your own rich thoughts. Or, you know, just click on our blogs at heraldherring.com and then double-click on the top 10. Put down those rich thoughts. Confess them. Scriptures are best. Confess scriptures based on what you need during the day.
Number two, wake up or decide to wake up with a get-up-and-go spirit. You know, when your alarm goes off, decide that you're going to get excited. Say, God, I'm going to praise you for the very special gift of another day. When you walk in the bathroom, look in the mirror and say, good morning, child of God. This is going to be a super great day.
I love it. Number three, start your morning drive to work with whatever encourages, exhorts, and edifies you. And choose things that build your faith.
Amen.
Or just stir you in your learning, your spirit.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. Leave sports radio alone. You know, listen to your pastor's CD from last Sunday or one of the podcasts from the Debt Free Army. That's what you need to do.
And amen to that. Number four, lay out what you're going to listen to the next morning before you go to bed. Just as you lay out your clothes and so you're ready, lay out the mental garments, you know, of what you're going to do. And we strongly encourage you to get in that habit of making it a part of every day.
You know, honey, that's one of the suggestions from the teaching I did, seven things to do before you go to sleep. If you haven't read these, go to heraldherring.com where it says search, just type sleep and make sure you read it. It'll bless you.
Amen.
Number five, encourage family members just as you're being encouraged. It will help your, well, it'll help with family harmony to have everyone believing for the pure, the powerful, and the positive.
Number six, follow a definite reading plan. Your reading plan should really include three categories. First, devotional, always starting with the Word of God. And then second, add in something professional, something that's going to make you better at the job that you're doing right now. And then also read recreational, kind of a downtime, what you really love to read just for the fun of it. And it's important to establish a definite reading goal and timetable for each of these three categories.
And number seven, add a new word to your vocabulary every day. Purpose in your heart to expand your mental abilities and increase your communication skills. You can go to dictionary.com and they'll send you a word every day. Every day.
How about that?
Now, it's very important that you get specific and these positive rich thoughts builders each morning. The goal is to facilitate a data dump of all the negative stuff in your mental hard drive and begin filling it with the pure, the powerful, and the positive from the Word of God.
Amen.
Your value, firmly established in the Word of God by the Creator of heaven and earth. The only thing is, you need to begin to believe in yourself the way God believes in you.
Amen.
If you've been blessed by the teaching, go up to the top where it says Harold Herring. Go to heraldherring.com.
There you go.
Go where it says sow a seed and just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.